The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Time, space, reality, it's more than a linear path. It's a prism of endless possibilities where a single choice can branch out into infinite realities, creating worlds from the ones that you know. We are the HBO boys, and we are your guide through these vast new realities. Follow me and ponder the question, what if?
Because why?
So this is the best episode of What If that we're reviewing today.
Yeah, yeah. That's an interesting take, and I agree.
But this is What If DC. This is What If Joker killed Lois Lane, basically.
Yeah, basically. I quite liked this movie. There were some flaws. You can kind of tell that they were really compressing their story a lot.
Yeah.
But they did great. Obviously, we're going to talk about it, but...
I've read this comic series. I liked the game when it first came out, and this is the companion comic, which serves as a prequel to the games. And the comic story is much better than the story in the games, and this, like, straight-to-DVD movie follows the plot very closely, but it only follows, like, the first two or three arcs of that comic series, when it's actually, like, pretty long.
Wait, so the comic was a prequel to the game?
Yes.
And what did we get here?
Nothing that happened in the game happened in the special. We got the first, I don't know, maybe, like, 20 or 30 chapters of a comic series that ran a really long time. I forget how many, like, at least 50 or something.
Really?
Yeah.
So after the conclusion of this story, more happened.
A lot more happened. And that was sort of the interesting thing about this concept as the comic book series. Like, in all the ways that What If let us down, really not considering the situation from every angle, Injustice really did. Like, what would happen if Superman took over the world? And so, like, after the events of this show... Like, basically, all these little things that you might point out, we're like, well, what about this? Like, that gets addressed, basically.
Huh. Do they explain why so many of the most powerful characters just, like, die really easily?
And did that happen? Like,
oh, God, the Flash died in, like, the first 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's one thing they changed. I'm pretty sure the Flash does not die like that in the comics.
Yeah, he just kind of, like, dies from, like, a booby trap.
Right.
Like... And like, it had nothing to do with, like, the premise of the movie.
No one mentions it.
And no one talks about it. Nobody talks about it.
So, have you watched any of these straight-to-DVD DC movies before? I've seen a couple of them.
I saw Suicide Squad a long time ago.
Okay.
But not really, no. I mean, I've heard that the DC movies, the animated DC movies are actually pretty good. People know I'm a Marvelite, so I don't avoid the DC stuff, but I don't itch to watch them. Maybe I should.
The straight to DVD DC stuff is, like, pretty good. It's, like, mediocre to pretty good. This is actually probably the best one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's not a very high bar to clear. They're better than the straight to DVD Marvel animated films I've found.
Oh,
but I haven't seen a lot of them.
Low bar, yeah.
But anyway, they all kind of look samey. They all have the same level of production value. I've recently seen Rise of the Superman, which was fine, nothing special. And I saw The Judas Contract, which was the Teen Titans one, which I didn't love. I think I've started watching that 2 or 3 times and turned it off. So they all kind of have the same look. This one follows the events of the comic, like, really tightly. Even some of the lines that characters are saying, I was recognizing directly from the comic. So One thing I do want to point out, it starts with Superman and Lois in bed, and Superman doesn't have a shirt on, and he looks hideously jacked.
Yes, he does.
He looks like Tagoro from Yu Yu Hakusho. If anybody gets that reference, like, he looks like a...
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, no, I mean, people always say, like, how can people not recognize that Clark Kent is Superman? Because, like, it's just his glasses come off. Right. But really, it's like mild-mannered Clark Kent is ripped. You can't hide the fact that you're huge. Right. But they treat him like he's this, like, scrawny little nobody. That's what bothered me more than just, like, the glasses coming off.
Yeah. Why is our investigative reporter an absolute, like, fucking brick house, enormous guy? Yeah. Also, and we'll move through this quickly. I just want to say, like, the voice actor who plays Superman is a fine actor, but he just sounds like any guy. Doesn't sound like Superman.
Yeah, I get that. The voice acting wasn't bad in this, though. I should say nothing stood out to me as being particularly bad.
No, the writing was a little bit worse. The acting was fine. I just don't think, like, Superman to me, he sounded like the guy who just does, like, the generic white dude voice in Family Guy. The new Brian voice actor. Anyway, this intro is the same as the comics and the same as the game, actually. Joker, bored with Batman, goes to Metropolis and kills Jimmy Olsen. And kidnaps Lois, and he also killed Scarecrow and has his fear toxin. And so he sets up this elaborate trap on a submarine, which was a strange part of it. This plan is extremely convoluted. Batman's there. He's like, Superman, I'm here to look for the Joker. And at one point, Superman's like, Bruce Wayne, you need to help me. You need to help me find Lois. And Batman's like, can you chill? There are people here. So the Justice League assembles. As Chaz said, the Flash finds dead Scarecrow, and then he gets blowed up, and nobody talks about it.
What? Like, so what happened? He got, like, grabbed at the ankles, and then, like, a saw blade hit him, and then he just dies.
Right. You'd think, right? Is that what happened? If it were the Flash, he could just, like, speed force and then limbo under the...
Well, he could just vibrate and walk through. Like, he can't be grappled. Yeah, like he can vibrate through molecules.
Yeah, fear toxin, incredibly OP in this version. You know, like in the Christopher Nolan version, it just kind of made you trip out like a little bit. And I see like slight hallucinations. In this one, it's the fucking drones from Far From Home, basically. And, you know, Joker just rolled a natural 20 on this plan. Because, like, Superman gets fear toxined, sees Doomsday and pulls him out into space because he's such a big threat. But actually, it turns out he's just tripping balls, and it's not even Doomsday, it's Lois. It gets deeper. Lois has a dead man's switch attached to her heart. How much time did the Joker have for this?
Yeah, right?
And when her heart stops, a nuclear bomb goes off and destroys all of Metropolis, except for the Justice League, because they're saved by the Green Lantern. Like, well, if the Flash wasn't dead before, surely he's dead now. He just got nuked.
And they really don't talk about it at all.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I really don't think the Flash died in the comics. I'm sure I'm probably wrong about this, but I could have sworn, like, the Flash was, like, not Team Superman in the comics. But I'm not sure.
They had to get rid of him because he's really powerful. Right. He can just run through time and undo it all.
I do kind of like the art direction for a lot of the characters. The only one who looks bad to me is Joker. He looks like shitty concept art to me. This is not how he looked in the comics.
Yeah, I am. And every voice actor that plays Joker, this guy wasn't too bad. But I always compare him to Mark Hamill because that's like the Joker that I grew up with. And he's just so good that everyone else, I feel like they're doing a Mark Hamill impression.
So I just want to say how much like I have a position on what happens now. It's like Batman is like, first of all, like interviewing and interrogating the Joker, which surely like at this point, how many years has this been? You got to know that there's no point to this. And Superman's obviously pissed. He's going to go fucking murk the Joker, and Green Lantern tries to stop him. And I love that. Like he just at light speed pulls the ring off his finger and it's like, oh, no, you're just a guy now. See ya.
And that's it. That's the last we see of the Green Lantern.
Is it really?
Right?
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
But which is funny because later on, or earlier on, I guess, they mention the other two Green Lanterns on Earth. So there's supposed to be two more that are just not helping.
So he goes and he murders the Joker, and Batman is so horrified. But it's like, dude, obviously murdered the Joker for this. He just killed, what, 10 million people? Plus however many people he killed before this. Like, I get, okay, well, he's insane. So he's really just a victim of circumstance. He's not in control of his actions. Like, if so, like, come on, man. Like, at what point do you call this just too much of a liability to leave him alive? Like, you know, we have, not to be glib about it, but, like, we did hang the World War II war criminals for doing less than what the Joker just did, right? Slightly less.
Yeah. Like, I get Batman not wanting to kill anybody, but how come, like, the city of Gotham hasn't, or, like, the United States government hasn't tried to do something?
So, the next we see that, like, the Green Arrow captures Harley Quinn in order more or less to protect her. And Harley Quinn is played by Britta from Community, or Adam Eve from Invincible, Jillian Jacobs. And she does a good job. It's just that the writing is cringe.
Oh my god, she's Adam Eve?
Yeah. She's Britta from Community.
Well, yeah, I know that.
So Superman is now pissed about his wife and city, and he wants to take over the world. And Wonder Woman is an Israeli authoritarian, so she's down with it. But Batman's worried.
Yeah. Not much to add there. Yeah, he's worried.
The next couple scenes are pretty interesting. Superman goes to a proxy for Iraq and kills Saddam Hussein, basically.
Yeah. Wait, what was his wasn't his name Saddam?
I think, yeah, there's something like that. Or Hussein.
Yeah. I thought that was hilarious. And it kind of, like, how come Superman doesn't, I mean, he went there and killed him. But Superman could always have gone there and, like, captured him.
Right, just bring him to The Hague.
Yeah, he, like, why wasn't he, like, he doesn't need to do the ultimate evil to do good. He could have stopped so many wars without hurting anybody.
But I love that it's like the news comes out, it's like Superman takes it out Saddam Hussein, and it's just like absolute cut to cringe humor. The Arrow literally says, well, that happened. Like this, like bazinga. So then I love this next part. Superman addresses the UN and declares all war illegal, and the Justice League is now going to run the world. He immediately goes and ends the Kashmir border dispute, and then conquers Israel and ends the Israeli-Palestinian
conflict. Yeah, that was really funny.
Fucking based off left Superman, and I support him.
So in this movie, I got some hardcore Kira vibes.
Why
like
is
watching
that?
His.
Oh yeah, yeah, I see what you mean.
Just like, yeah, like in general, he's like, bad people need to be killed so that we can have our perfect world. And like, I recently rewatched Death Note with my wife, and you could see Superman kind of break the same way that Light did, which was kind of cool to see those parallels. See how DC did it.
The next thing that happens is that Superman destroys the American drone fleet, which again, awesome, amazing.
Mm-hmm. And you know what?
Well, yeah.
Nobody died.
Right.
He could have done that forever.
And then, you know, General Jack T. Ripper goes to like straight up a cartoon version of Sleepy Joe Biden, and is just like, oh, Superman's disrupting our global imperialism. We need to do something about this. And they come up with an interesting plan. I think like the CIA hires some supervillain named Mirror Master, who I'm not familiar with, to kidnap John Kent and take him into a mirror, I guess.
Yeah, so I think the thought is that they're going to bring him into like a dimension that Superman can't get to, which is legitimately a good plan.
Mm.
The issue is that they made it like it's really easy to just like stop that guy. And right. Take his belt, which apparently was holding all the power. Like, the guy had no power himself. And just walk in there.
So, that's actually, this isn't in the movie, but it's in the comics, that, like, Superman's, one of his, like, blind spots is that he's, like, not very powerful against magic. It doesn't have a lot to do against it. And so
that's
like,
in the comics, yeah.
Yeah, there's the comics. There's an arc, like, in the Injustice comics, like, where, like, most of the magic people are not down with Superman's plan. And so there's, like, a big, like, magic war, basically, that Team Superman ends up, like, does end up winning in the end. Because, like, what, their magic people just end up more powerful or whatever. And that happens here. The dude's like, yeah, well, come get me in the mirror, Justice League. What are you going to do? And the Raven just rips him out of the mirror using magic.
Is that the first and last time we see Raven?
I feel like we see her just out and about. She is not that huge in the comics. I think she makes a bigger role in Injustice 2, which I haven't read yet.
Oh. I like Raven.
Me too.
I like the character a lot.
So they track down John with Raven's magic powers and they get him back. And Superman's really happy, but he's like, "What, Batman, why didn't you help me save my dad?" And Batman's like, I don't like world peace. Batman's such a fucking dick.
He said I did, didn't he?
I don't recall.
I don't know. I thought that he like had done something else. Or maybe I think what happened was he said, "Superman, why didn't you help me?" And he said, "I did," and we found out that he was helping him a different way by trying to like bring him back. Cause I remember that conversation felt awkward, and I thought about it in retrospect and it made sense again. But I forget what I had concluded.
So in the Batcave, Batman and Nightwing are both anti-world peace. But the latest Robin, the creepy, sullen Damian Wayne, who is the bastard love child of Bruce Wayne and Talia al Ghul, is complicated. He's pro-Superman. He's pro-world peace.
He's pro-world peace. So I feel like I need to jump in here, Jacob. Jacob is my son's name. James. Are you pro Superman?
I'm pro Superman, baby. This is the best Superman we've ever had. He brought peace to the world, and he killed the Joker.
I do know that you're anti Kira.
Right. Well, you got the difference here. So it's like a Batman Superman difference, spelled out more clearly in this Injustice special.
So real quick, for those of you who don't know, Kira is from a show called Death Note. It's an anime where a character, a student named Light Yagami, finds a book where anyone whose name in it you write dies, and he decides to kill all the bad people and like make a new world, and like, and it works for a long time. So why does that make sense? Why is Superman right and Light wrong?
Well, it's a difference between a top-down approach and a bottom-up approach. Batman's idea of peace is beating the shit out of a impoverished low-level drug dealer, and Injustice Superman's idea of peace is literally ending global conflicts, which you don't see Batman stepping out anywhere to do.
No. I'm talking about Superman versus Light.
Again, like, Light's approach is bottom-up. He's like, I'll kill everyone on the fringes of society who commit crimes, but leave the people who basically create the world, the people in power, in positions of political and economic power, who make the world the way it is, I'll leave them alone. I'll kill basically the products of their influence, which are these criminals, right? And that's Batman's approach too. He's like, I'll just go beat the shit out of the corner drug dealer, but I'll leave like the corrupt mayor in power or whatever. And I'm sure Superman is probably guilty of that too, to a certain extent, although it seems like his scope is a bit more large than Batman's. You know, he's fighting Metallo and Brainiac, but this version of Superman like actually addresses the root cause of the problem, which is political, right? These are political problems, crime.
So listeners of the podcast know that I'm on record saying that anything that has any level of political intrigue, James will immediately gravitate towards, and this is just proof of that. They're doing the same thing. Superman doesn't just stop the big things. We see it on screen, but we also see
him... you're jumping the gun there, Chad, all right?
Yeah.
So... In the Batcave, they're talking about it, and basically Batman and Superman talk it over, and Superman is, I think, pretty reasonable in this scene. He's like, come on, Bruce, like, what, I've made more progress in the last 2 days than the Justice League did in 10 years. And Batman's like, yeah, but it's not freedom. It's not libertarianism. Countries should have the right to go to war and kill each other.
It's not our call to make Clark.
So based on what happened with the Joker, Superman, finally, again, talk about necessary reforms, is going to shut down Arkham Asylum and send all of the bad guys to the raft or whatever.
Yeah, this was first.
And Batman and Nightwing are like, no, we can't let him shut down Arkham Asylum, the revolving door insane asylum where murderers get sent and then they instantly break out. That would be wrong. And Damian's like, this is stupid. What? This is, again, another one of Superman's great ideas, Batman. Like, why can't you just admit his ideas are better than yours? So.
You know, here's a thought, though.
Yeah.
Couldn't Superman just grab all the villains and just, like, fly them to a planet?
I think that's more or less anybody? What's happening. I think he's sending them to the Phantom Zone or something.
You don't think he's just murdering them?
No, because Cyborg teleports them somewhere. Unless he's teleporting them to the center of the sun.
Wow. Cyborg's powerful.
Right? Green Arrow's gonna go and help too, and Harley Quinn stows away with him. There's a lot of fan service with Harley Quinn. And she knocks out the Green Arrow, and she's like, I'm gonna get my revenge on Superman for killing Joker.
Boo-ha-ha-ha.
I love, like, when the Justice League gets to Arkham, and some mealy-mouthed doctor's like, yeah, the treatment's not really going so well, but we're trying our best.
So, I think you agree with me, I believe. Harley, not my favorite character.
Pretty obnoxious in this one, yeah.
Yeah, like, she's always a little obnoxious, but it's, like, endearing obnoxious. In this, she's just, like, nails on a chalkboard.
And again, I don't think that Jillian Jacobs is doing a bad job performing her. It's just that she's
giving
stupid shit to say the entire time.
Yeah.
So then Batman and his team arrive, but Damian betrayed them. He told Superman they were coming. And they have like a stand down, but then Harley lets all the inmates out, which leads to a big fight scene. Towards the end of the fight scene, Nightwing Dick Grayson is trying to chide Damian. He's like, you know, you don't have to be so violent, kid. And so Damian throws a stick at Nightwing, which is something that they used to do all the time in training, and then Nightwing just catches it. But this time his attention is on something else. And this happens in the comics. The nightstick domes Dick in the head and kills him instantly.
I was shocked when I saw that.
It's a shocking thing that happened to the comics, yeah.
Yeah, I was like legitimately sad when I saw that happen because it was like, you know, they're basically family, and yeah. It was an accident, and it was like a brother versus brother civil war moment, and I don't know, it was rough.
It was sad, and yeah. Batman clearly like blames Damian and the Superman team for what happened, but it's also like, yeah, nobody asked you to come, Batman. You could have just kept your nose out of it and not started a big fight for no reason.
Well, I mean, that's only if you agree with Superman. From Batman's perspective, he was saving all their lives.
So Superman's still a good friend. I liked the scene. Goes and finds Catwoman and is like, hey, you should go talk to Bruce because Dick's dead.
Yeah, I liked that too.
Interesting next scene. Nightwing is walking the emerald streets of heaven. Turns out Hinduism was the correct religion after all.
Yeah.
And he takes over as the DC hero Deadman. And I know nothing about this, but I do know something similar. I think in the comics, like during the Magic War, like Deadman gets killed. Deadman gets re-killed. And Dick takes over as the new Deadman.
Well, is that, I thought they called him Daywing.
Deadwing, I think.
No, because like Nightwing, Daywing.
Okay.
Is that what he was? Is that he's Deadman? I don't know who that is at all.
Yeah, there's a lot of characters in this. I don't know.
Well, I'm gonna say spoiler alert. That the whole thing didn't matter.
It matters in the comics because like more shit happens. The ending here doesn't really happen in the comics.
It doesn't. It didn't amount to anything at all.
Yeah. Spoiler. Superman tries to comfort Damian, and Damian's like, "Let me introduce you to my grandpa, Ra's al Ghul." At which point, I'm like. Because this didn't happen in the comics. I'm like, Should we really be bringing Ra's al Ghul into this? Because, like, could we not at this... Could we just put Lois in the Lazarus pit? Would that... would that not fix everything?
That's a good point.
And Ra's is like, let's do evil things and it'll fix the world. And Superman says, no, I reject this. And Ra's has some secret weapon, some kind of ace in the hole, like on a slab under a sheet. It's some person's body. And I was like, well, maybe that is Lois. And he's going to put her in the Lazarus pit. Who knows?
That would be interesting. More interesting than what they did.
So back on the lookout in space, some hero with a T on his face who I did not recognize, and to the best of my memory is not in the comics. I don't know who he is. I'm calling him Mr. T.
He's Mr. Terrific.
Okay. Never heard of him.
No, he's like a super genius.
All right.
Yeah, well, he's a big deal. He's like Mr. Fantastic, but not stretchy.
He explains the plot of What If to Superman. He's like, actually, you know, there's a lot of different universes out there doing their shit. And Superman's like, we should take all guns from planet Earth. And Mr. Terrific here, in a scene which we're supposed to think like, wow, he's so smart, he owned Superman, makes a pretty weak argument. He's, oh, sure, we could take all the guns away, Superman. But then what about the people who smoke? Do we take the cigarettes away? What about the car crashes? More people die in cars. Should we take the cars away? And it's like, okay, Mr. Terrific, this is a classic false fucking dichotomy here. Like, smoking is a personal choice that people make, which affects mostly them. As the secondhand smoke as well, right? A car crash is an unintentional accident. Meanwhile, like, gun violence is something perpetrated onto another person deliberately and non-voluntarily. And, you know, the majority of suicides in America these days are now caused by guns. It's like,
right, like, the difference is... The difference is that like a car is not built as a tool to hurt another person or thing.
Right.
It's meant to transport you from place to place. A gun is a manufactured object that is designed to shoot shrapnel long distances accurately so that you can hurt or kill or break something.
And Mr. Terrific, like, I'm waiting for him to bust out like, oh, we need the good guys with the guns argument. But it's like Superman's wants to erase all guns from existence. I don't know. He's gonna put on the Infinity Gauntlet and snap and erase all guns. And Mr. Terrific's like, that would be a bad thing, actually. But it's like, would it? Because we've already outlawed war, and now The Justice League's going to outlaw crime, so what function would a gun serve? Except for, like, to hurt somebody at this point. If we're policing all crime, and while war is canceled, well, who needs a gun?
Regardless of your opinion or your politics on guns, if you snapped your fingers and every gun disappeared, it would be nothing but a net positive for the world.
I mean, so long as we also canceled all wars. I mean, otherwise, people would probably still just beat themselves to death with sticks and stones. You know, wars would just take
them
all longer.
I feel like we would be more willing to resolve conflicts through diplomacy if you had to bludgeon someone to death with a rock than just, like, close your eyes and spray and pray with your rail gun into a crowded field of unarmed militants, ?
All right, so in the next scene,
not to get political.
Not to get too political. The Green Arrow takes Harley Quinn with him to a meeting of Batman's, like, La Resistance organization, and Batman's like, Superman's gone too far with this world peace shit. We have to kill him. And so there's a kryptonite laser in the Fortress of Solitude, which Superman keeps around in case he ever has to kill General Zod or something. So let's go get it. Meanwhile, we should say Wonder Woman has more or less been co-signing everything Superman has been doing. This is handled much, much better in the comics and game, where it's implied that, like, this plotline does kind of play out, but it's implied that it's been years later, which I don't think the show, if that's true, has communicated this. I feel like it's only been a few weeks since Lois died, right? At most?
I'm not sure, because we'll get to it at the end.
So Wonder Woman reveals her character motivation here is that she is horny for Superman. And then she says that he's better than Jesus, basically.
Yeah.
And Superman's like, I do want to hit that sometime, Wonder Woman, but my wife did just die yesterday, and so can we put it off?
In the I always thought that Wonder Woman had a thing for Batman. So I was kind of surprised to see it. Yeah.
I think that's just from like the Warner Brothers, the WB cartoon show, though. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, Wonder Bat would be a pretty awesome superhero.
Meanwhile, Sleepy Joe Biden mobilizes the U.S. Navy, but and Superman threatens to kill him, which was awesome. But then it turns out that was just a distraction, because at the same time, the Resistance is breaking into the Fortress of Solitude, and John Kent is actually living there now. Like, this is like his bachelor pad. I don't know what happened to Martha.
Yeah, what a horrible place to throw your dad.
It's like, I sure miss people.
It's the Fortress of Solitude.
What? Let him live at the lookout. He's not safe up there.
and also, like, he's hanging out by the door. Like, what's he doing? Right.
There's some hero in the Resistance who's like a government shill, Atomic Man or something. And when they're planning, he's like, I could easily beat Superman. But then, like, Superman beats him in like a second. Like, it happens off screen so fast that we can't even see it.
The Atom?
Yeah.
No, he goes into his brain.
Oh, no, different guy. This is like Atomic Man or some Nuclear Man or some shit.
Oh, I don't know that. I don't know who that is.
Batman, as Chad says, he does bring down Superman because DC Ant-Man has shrunk himself so small that he's like in the neurons of Batman's brain with a little piece of kryptonite, which I thought that was pretty fucking clever. That was hardcore.
Yeah. No, I like that. That was great. I was like, how's he going to get out of this one? He can't eye laser his way out of it.
Ra's al Ghul comes to the rescue for Superman. He's like, take this. I was confused by this. He gives him like a breathalyzer full of cancer treatment or something.
It's some kind of poison. Yeah. But like because he's Superman, he's immune to it, but the Atom is not. So it like instantly dissolves him.
Yeah, it destroys Ant-Man and the kryptonite, luckily, whatever it was.
In his brain.
Yeah.
You know, your mouth is connected directly to your brain.
Yeah, right. You take a breath and it goes into your brain.
The gas goes right into your brain.
Green Arrow, fucking idiot, takes a shot at Superman. The arrow glances off of Superman and hits John Kent. Again, Superman, can't you move at the speed of light? Could you not just get in front Superman of the arrow?
He flicked it off.
Okay.
And it bounced. Superman was responsible for his dad's death.
As John lays dying, he begs Superman not to seek revenge, and then he dies. And immediately Ra's al Ghul is like, no, you should seek revenge. And at this point,
Superman's like, I like that better.
Yeah. In my notes, I'm like, hello, Ra's, can we not, John's just died. Can we not put him in the Lazarus pit? Like, he's so warm. At this And so one Batman like blasts off Green Arrow's face in another shocking death.
Yeah. I liked the Green Arrow in this.
Me too, yeah.
They did a good job with him because he's like, he's quirky and quippy and fun. And I think like the Arrowverse and the CW Arrowverse, like they made him all like dark, which was good in the beginning, but then they like tried to walk it back and it just didn't work out. To like, he didn't end up being the character that he should be, and it was nice to see him portrayed properly.
And that's again why this is more effective than What If, because like DC in Injustice, and I'm sure in a lot of their other like alternate reality shit, they just borrow the fact that their fans are already familiar with all this canon.
Yeah.
And Chad and I aren't big fans, and so there is stuff that we're not getting, but they're not taking the time to have to explain all that shit. They're not giving us everybody's little backstory. They're just taking for granted that we probably know it all and then doing crazy shit with it. And so, like, they don't have to spend too much time, although they do, making Nightwing and Green Arrow interesting and relatable. And so, like, immediately when they die, it's like, okay, well, I know Nightwing from like the Batman animated series and the Teen Titans animated series when I was a kid. And so, like, I'm already set up to care when he dies. Ditto Green Arrow from the Justice League.
Right. Yeah, they did a good job. They really did. And this is what I was saying in the What If podcasts was I don't want a 21 minute or whatever it was, 31 minute, like, abridged story. I would have rather they made like an anthology every 6 months, every year. They put out like an hour and 20 minute. Yeah,
put out this
special.
Basically.
Yeah, yeah. Like that, this would have been to brand your alternate animated universe as What If and give us movies under that moniker. And it would have been a great, interesting, like, dive into alternate storylines. What we got was just like, we want this to happen, so to hell with the consequences. Thor is a frat boy. Yeah.
So, and again, I don't want to disparage too much whoever wrote What If or whatever, but because it's an MCU property, it's very sanitized. It's very planned by committee. It's very like safety checked as well. Like, can't do this, can't do that, can't do this. We have to protect the IP. This was, you know, Injustice was a comic book run with people who were running the comics, who had an artistic vision, which they executed, and this is adapting it, and where they probably had free reign, too. They're like, well, the only thing we have to go by is what the canon that was established in the games, and so long as we make that make sense, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, I think that DC has going for it is that their cinematic universe is a bit of a dumpster fire, so they can do whatever they want anyway. I understand why the MCU is trying to keep everything so tightly knit. I think that it is to the detriment of the stories that they're trying to tell.
It's strange to say this about the MCU, but I think they're trying to keep it simple, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because otherwise it won't have as much of an appeal.
The broad appeal, yeah. I mean, whatever. It's a way to do it,
It's different, and it's fine. I like that there's two different ways that we proceed.
Yeah.
So later on, after this, Superman announces a global security state. He's going to use these robot drones called T-Spheres, which he got from Mr. T, I guess, and that lets him end all crime. And Batman's
His name
like, "What,
is Mr. Terrific?"
Yeah, right, Mr. Terrific. Batman sees this on TV, and he's like, "What?" Superman's ending all war and all crime. Well, this now he's gone too far. Now he has to die.
Stay in your lane.
I guess time passes, I think. Is it? It's implied that time passes. Somewhere in Gotham City, some annoying teens are throwing a Joker-style rave. And okay, you know, I've been on Team Superman for a while now. It's going to get a little harder to defend him after this.
Yeah, you think?
Superman shows up to the rave. He's like, "What, you guys are throwing a Joker party? You dicks." And he kills them all.
Yeah.
But again, this is the first uncool thing he's done, in my opinion. Well, I guess also killing Green Arrow wasn't that chill.
One notable thing. Superman, most powerful superhero, took him a long time to kill all those people. Couldn't he just, like, stood in the middle, use his laser eyes, and spun in a circle?
Yeah, but he is very much like, oh god, what's his name? From The Boys.
I haven't seen The Boys.
Oh, fuck, Jed, you have got to watch The Boys.
You know what? I gotta watch The Boys. That's the first time someone told me to watch it.
You can't watch The Boys because you're watching The Boys.
Oh, you're talking about my children.
But no, you should watch both Boys. Well, you should watch both your Boys and the show The Boys.
Watch both my Boys and then also watch The Boys, but don't watch The Boys with my Boys.
No, the Boys aren't old enough for The Boys. So, I mean, this is, if you're an anime fan, this is an old story. An anime gets a 25 episode adaptation for a manga series that is not over. It's going much, much longer. But in the name of, like, a satisfying conclusion, they have to kind of throw together a rushed ending in one or two episodes. It's something very familiar in the anime fandom. Fullmetal Alchemist comes to mind. But it happens a lot. And the ending's usually not that satisfactory. I think Fullmetal Alchemist probably did the best job with what they had. Because, like, that manga was, like, very early in its run when the show had to wrap up.
You're talking about the first show?
Yeah. But I mean, this happens all the time. Like, they know they're not getting any more episodes for this series, and they've only got 12 or 24, and they're like, well, we have to wrap it up. We have to come up with some kind of ending. Quick. And that's what happens here.
So the comic hasn't concluded yet. I mean, I know you said there's Injustice 2.
No, it's not that the comic hasn't concluded. It's that this is a one-shot special. They're not going to keep continuing following the comics. And so they have to wrap it up somehow.
So the ending we got in the movie is not the same as the ending in the comic?
Not at all. In fact, the ending doesn't even end in the comic. The end of the story happens in the games.
But you said there's a second comic. The second comic is before the game, too.
Oh, no, the second comic takes place like after the events of the first game and before the events of the second game. Like, the story goes on.
There's a second game?
Yes.
Oh.
I haven't played it. I haven't played it, and I haven't read the comic. I plan to one day. I got a lot of plans.
Lots of plans. Life is what happens when you're making plans, James.
So, La Resistance is meeting again. They want to save Mr. Terrific. He's in super jail. Plastic Man's going to help. Meanwhile, Raj, like, finally gets Batman to be evil. He's like, look, I built this Terminator. It'll be evil for you. And I honestly don't think this is what happened. I think, like, Raj didn't have this big of a part in the comics. He's kind of playing the role that Sinestro played in the comics, actually, which was, like, acting like a penitent bad guy to try to trick Superman into being more evil, actually.
I mean, I didn't read the comic. Maybe I should.
Yeah, I think you'd like it. Watch The Boys.
I mean, probably wouldn't.
Boys is amazing.
Yeah. I don't know. His whole robot thing.
Yeah, again, like, this was the rushed ending they threw together.
So this was, he wasn't in the comic at all.
Yeah, he didn't play this role in the comic, as far as I
remember. No, the robot.
The robot, I think, was in it. I just don't think this is how this all went down. I think the robot had a much smaller part to play in the comics.
Oh, interesting.
So Plastic Man and Mr. Terrific, they escape super jail with the help of Ghost Nightwing. Meanwhile, as a distraction, Batman was playing the footage of the Rave Massacre, and Wonder Woman's like, this is bad, and Superman's like, yeah, whatever. Come on. just relax. I mean, that's more or less what he says.
Yeah, basically. One bad thing. I've done one bad thing.
So the Terminator gets deployed to Smallville for no reason, and it kills a dude, like, littering. He's, like, littering, and the robot kills him. It's, you know, it's like the big robot from RoboCop. This part was original from the comics and was pretty stupid. They're just contriving a way where, like, you know, the two factions can get together for one last team up.
Well, the robot represents, like, the absolute epitome of what Superman is doing. Yeah. You know, like, the basically what you're saying, like, the small guy who does the minor thing is given the ultimate punishment because it was the will of somebody else.
So everybody shows up, there's a big fight scene, Hawkman and Hawkgirl are there for some reason. Batman's plan is to monopolize on the situation and take out Superman when he has a chance. We think it's the laser, but they didn't actually get it. There's something else going on here. Plastic Man and Mr. Terrific are setting up their plan. Meanwhile, Damian and Raj have their fight scene. Ghost Nightwing possesses Damian in order to fight for him. But honestly, to me, it just seems like he's making everything more difficult.
Yeah.
Why not go possess Raj and make him jump out a window?
I didn't even think of that.
Anyway, everybody teams up to fight the Terminator.
That's the last time we see Daywing. You missed a moment before when Mr. Terrific breaks out of jail. Daywing possesses Cyborg and, like, shoots a hole in the prison, and they get out. Yeah. And that's it. That's the two things. They set up this moment for Daywing. He did those two things, and it would have been great if that didn't happen. And narratively, the characters just found other ways to overcome their problems.
Yeah, it's so strange because you know, Nightwing does become Deadman in the comics, but then he has, like, an important role to play. And, like, they still wanted to do that because it's interesting, but then they didn't get far enough in the story for him to do his important thing. So it's like they really should have cut that out.
Yeah, that was a mistake. I mean, I guess the downside is that would mean that he died kind of like... He had an accidental death, and it was kind of mundane, and then inconsequential.
So,
but I mean, they killed the Flash in the first 2 minutes, so who knows?
In terms of, like, following the comic, we're completely off the rails at this point. The Damien and Ghost Dick beat Raj. Meanwhile, in Smallville,
Damien Ghost Dick beat Raj. Got it.
the La Resistance and Team Superman team up to fight the Super Terminator, and they beat him. They beat him. Don't worry about it. Superman decides, like, well, even though you guys did the right thing and saved our lives, I'm still going to kill you all. And Wonder Woman's like, I'm getting less and less into this plan. And so he even attacks her.
But does she die?
I don't think so. I think he just smacks her.
Okay.
Wonder Woman's treatment in this special, if you're a Wonder Woman fan, you're not going to like it.
No.
She's a much better character in the comics. Just then, Mr. Terrific brings Superman in from an alternate timeline where he's still good Superman and good and bad Superman. I mean, what do you want? They fight. They fight in the sky.
I liked that the costume for the Superman that we've been following is slightly different than what you're used to. And I like that when they brought the Superman from the other universe, he has like the classic Superman costume. I thought that was a nice touch.
So this is what happens at the end of the comics. This is how the comics ends. And this is how the game begins with like the Earth One Justice League accidentally being transported to this universe after Superman has already completely taken over the world.
Oh, that's how they make it continue.
Right. Years after, like the original, the Arkham Asylum fight or whatever.
Interesting.
Like years and years pass in the comics, like a long time. Anywho. It looks like bad Superman's gonna beat good Superman. And then, alternate Lois Lane from a different dimension shows up, and she's still pregnant. And she says to Superman, please be good and not bad. And he says, all right, then I give up. And he willingly goes to super jail. This was very fucking lame. Nothing like what happened in the comics or the game.
This is why I think that we're like 8 months after Lois's death, mm-hmm. because when Lois comes out, presumably the timelines line up. She's really pregnant.
That makes sense. Sure. Batman flies off to turn himself into the authorities. It's like, well, you're the authorities now, actually.
I killed the authority.
The story ends. Batman makes out with Catwoman. Meanwhile, inside the power vacuum created by the absence of the Superman regime, the world descends into a maelstrom of sectarian violence. But it's okay, because the good guys won.
So yeah, I thought that the movie was good.
The first and second act, where they're following the comics, are really good. I think they did a great job.
Yeah, adapting. Anytime that the movie follows the source material in general, I think that's when things peak. I mean, look at Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, they try to wrap up the story in a way that makes sense, whereas comics can continue forever, literally. And they have to start calling the shots, and it feels contrived.
Right. And I mean, I was always excited for this, but I did figure it would play out this way. I remember when they first announced it, I was like, ooh, a movie? It should have been like a multi-season TV show. And like, right. HBO Max is starved for content. In my mind, as I was reading the comics, I was like, the ultimate adaptation of this would be adapt the comic beat for beat, but change the art style so that it looks like the WB Justice League cartoon. So then it's like even more heart-wrenching and fucked up when like Nightwing or Green Arrow.
How they remade that Batman movie. They made a Batman movie in like the style of the old WB cartoons.
Yeah, yeah, the what is it? The laughing joke or whatever.
I forget what it's called. I don't remember. Yeah.
The one where Joker that shoots Barbara. Right.
It's the last joke. The killing joke.
The killing joke. The laughing joke.
The laughing joke. All jokes are laughing jokes.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't like that comic. It's an Alan Moore comic, by the way, and I didn't like the adaptation of it.
The ending. So, I mean, you're right. It's a little lame that Lois comes out and she's just like, "Be good now." And he's like, "Oh, you're right."
Okay.
But I feel like they set him up in such a way. I mean, like you just said, in the comics, he wins and then takes over the planet, and then that's it. So
no, he wins and takes over the planet, and then
the other Justice League. Yeah. But from his perspective, I mean, short of having another Justice League show up, yeah. I mean, the movie had to end. I think that they did. I don't see how they could have ended it any way more satisfying.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, what they should have done, I think, is just continue to follow the plot line of the book as far as 90 minutes will take them, and then just end on whatever chapter that would have logically been, and just put like either a to be continued or check out the comics, and that would have left them room to keep going if this is successful or whatever. But I mean, clearly they made the decision beforehand. Like, this is all they're going to do.
That would be bold.
I mean, HBO Max has nothing. I don't know why they're not doing this kind of shit.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I would recommend the comic series to everyone. It's pretty cool. Like, after these events, there's like a fucking war with the Green Lantern Corps comes to Earth, and there's a war there, which is really cool. Again, there's like the big magic war where they're, you know, basically the magic people community start choosing sides. John Constantine.
Yeah, where was Dr. Fate? Character.
Yeah, he's a big thing in the comics. John Constantine's a big thing in the comics.
Yeah, they just weren't even there.
Right, you'd think they'd have something to say about this. They do in the comics. Again, like every angle gets explored in the comics, but not so much in this, because I'm sure they made it as ambitious as they could, but when you've only got, and actually this isn't even 90 minutes, it's only 80 minutes, you're kind of strapped for time. You have to pick and choose, maybe be a little more decisive then and cut out the Deadwing shit. Like,
yeah, that would have been good. Or they go one way or the other, either cut it out completely or make it matter. Right. Like that, maybe that would have been a more satisfying ending. Maybe they have Deadwing, whatever. Deadwing would have been a better name than Daywing. Like, I don't know. Possess Superman and then
fly into the fantasy. Why was that never pitched as a solution, since we already know it's a good way to dispose of Kryptonians? Throw him in the Phantom Zone.
Send him into the Phantom Zone. It's just something. I don't know. There were a couple of missed opportunities.
Yeah, read the comic book series, and then you can get this on YouTube. Like, you can just watch a supercut of all the cutscenes from the game, which is what I did, because I wasn't that interested in playing the game. So if you do that...
It's a fighting game, right?
It's a fighting game, yeah. It's like a Mortal
Kombat. So the cutscenes are the whole story?
Yes. So the cutscenes are themselves like a little DC straight-to-DVD movie. So you read the comics, okay. You watch that, then you read the second run of the sequel comics, and then you watch the sequel game cutscenes, which I've still yet to do, but we'll do someday. Probably.
Hmm.
All right, well, thanks for joining me on this episode of DC's What If.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I hope they do more.
You're welcome. And me too.